Just heard a snippet of the new single Wild Side by Canadian country duo Lemon Cash. With their own songs and their signature blend of harmonies and a tinge of their love of rock music, Lemon Cash has quickly become one of Canada's favorite country duos. Here to talk about their latest single Wild Side is Jeff and Corey Papineau, country duo Lemon Cash. It's great to have you guys back.
Yes, good to be back.
There's been so much going on with you guys. It's always good to have you on the show. A lot has happened since you guys have been back. You've had the opportunity to play some great live shows this year, including performing for Jason Blaine and Friends. Tell us about that, Corey.
That was awesome. He invited us to play at his golf charity event. So he set up on the ninth. There's a whole golf tournament going on, and he set us up between, I think it was the ninth and tenth hole. We got a little tent. We had our amps all set up. We were just playing some music. I think it was about 3 hours worth. We were just playing, our originals and covers. As people were walking by, they came to check us out. And, I guess he liked what he heard, and he invited us to play a show with him on his little mini tour that he was doing. So it was just a little acoustic show, but he invited us to be an opener in his at his Ottawa show. So that was a lot of fun.
Nice. That is so good. It must be so great to just be able to get out there and play live, because you guys weren't doing that when I talked to you guys last, and things hadn't quite opened up yet. I know there was some drive-in shows and things like that. But Jeff, tell us about working and performing, several live events, especially Crooks Rapid Country Fest that you guys did. That was an incredible lineup for that show.
It was quite a treat, actually, to be up on that bill with a lot of bigger artists that, in fact, some that a lot that I really admire and that I've been listening to. So I think JoJo Mason, Sean Austin, and Roadhammers. Like, that was just one of those festivals where we were just in awe. It's like, wow, this is great that we're on this bill, and to be a part of that whole thing is great. And we got to thank Doug Oliver, who actually we were working with, who produced our last EP, so the songs that we are going to be releasing there in the nearest future. He's the organizer, creator of that festival, so he kind of was nice enough to invite us on that. So it was a great experience. We had a blast, and hoping to do that again.
It must be great to be able to hear the response, from the fans, to be able to play your music. That's been so special. The songs you guys have had, like Wine Tonight, is just one of those ones that I can't, it's on the top of my playlist. It's still in my top 10. I love that song. I never get sick of it. It's just one that stays with you. And you guys had to have had that experience with the fans too. What was it like being able to hear, what they thought of your music right after you guys were playing live?
Yeah, it's just such an incredible feeling. And that song in particular, we always save it for, one of the last songs, for actually the last song on our set usually. And as soon as we announced, all right, this is our last song, and we can kind of hear the aw, boo, the last song. But then we say, this one's called Wine Tonight, and then it's just, the cheers showing, people are up dancing, and you can hear them mouthing the words, and it's just such an incredible feeling, just seeing people, mouthing the words for a song and singing it back to us. It's great.
Mm-hmm. You guys have also been doing some live tunnel sessions, giving us a little taste of that little a cappella. Tell us about that, Jeff.
Yeah, well, I think Corey had that brilliant idea to start doing that, because him being, the primary vocalist in the band, his voice actually sounds much better than mine, so we want him to be doing that in the tunnel. So, anyways, I think, Corey, your first one was Heaven by Bryan Adams.
Mm-hmm.
Am I wrong?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, eh?
Yeah.
And I remember you posting that, and I was like, wow, that's like, where is that, first of all? And second of all, like, it's getting a lot of traction. And then we ended up, Corey ended up just saying, well, we can make that like a session thing, tunnel sessions, where, we take some covers or originals and we start doing it in there. And sure enough, it's around where Corey lives, so it's easier for him to go and have access and then just you know, but on his own or whoever, and just kind of whip out a little video for the fans. And, you know, sometimes we'll, we've done, I think, one or two where I've been involved because it's just a matter of convenience. But we definitely want to make more of them because they are starting to make some traction. There's a lot of people asking about the title session. So, yeah, it's something that I think gives us a little bit of an outlet as to, you know, something that's kind of our brand kind of thing, like, you know, hoping that it may turn into something where people will tune in just for the tunnel sessions, and then may steer them to our actual music. And you know, it's a good little entertaining you know, set of videos to do for our engagement.
And actually how that came about was I was walking my dog with my girlfriend, and we were just walking under the tunnel, and my dog was kind of taken off a little bit, so her name's Miley, so I yelled, "Miley, get over here!" And then the acoustics, when I said that, I was like, "Oh, believe that was a nice." And then I just said, "Oh, let me try. Can we try film a little video of me?" And then that's how that whole thing started.
No hiding in the bathroom, you know, to do your acoustics, right?
Yeah.
I absolutely love it, and I tune into it all the time because it's just got such a great sound, and your voice is perfect. You know how much of a fan I am of you, Corey. It just, you just got that voice that is just so easy to listen to. It's just such a pleasure.
Oh, I agree. Thank you.
You've been singing some Chris Stapleton too.
Yeah, actually. When I do my cover songs, actually Tennessee Whiskey is one of my favorites to do. That's usually a crowd favorite, so I do that one, and people love it. So
one of my all-time favorite songs. Yeah, I absolutely love that song. Is there a song, Corey, that you look to when you've listened throughout your life, one that you wish you had written?
Oh, geez, there's so many.
Come on.
Off the top of my head.
You know I'm going to do this to you. You should be more prepared.
Yeah. Yes.
I have an answer, actually. It's, in my opinion, probably the best country song ever of all time. And it's The Good Stuff by Kenny Chesney.
Oh.
It's the lyrics and the melody and just the arrangement of that whole song and what it's about. It's incredible.
Now, you guys have been writing an awful lot lately, and you've been writing with some pretty big ones. Tim Hicks, you've been writing with Dan Davidson, somebody, you know, that I talk about probably every week on this show with a few people. You've been writing with Wes Mack. Tell us about that experience and, you know, honing in your craft, and just, man, you guys are getting so incredible.
Yeah, that was an unreal experience. We've actually, and again, a shout out to our wonderful manager, Tina Simpkin. She linked us with Dan Swinmer. And, you know, we got the opportunity to kind of discover, you know, him and kind of get to hear his work. He's done some phenomenal work, production and just songwriting and all that kind of stuff. So we were honored. And anyways, yeah, long story short is he lives in Vancouver, and obviously we are in Ottawa. So it's quite the trip. So luckily he was visiting his parents in Orillia, so, which is just on the outskirts of Toronto. So we said, you know what, that'll be not too far for us to kind of meet. And he set up some co-writes. And so when we were, you know, just texting each other and just kind of setting up some times as to when we were going to meet to do these writes, he mentioned, well, okay, so we're going to be writing with Wes Mack on Friday at this time, and then Tim Hicks on Saturday. And we were like, what the heck? Is he joking? Like, what? Like, holy moly. Like, we don't really, you know, we write with a lot of people. I mean, a fair amount. Anyways, like, we're never, like, linked with that many. Like, we don't set up that many times to write with other people. So we're kind of new. We're kind of fresh to the songwriting, especially with other artists. So right off the bat, like Wes Mack and Tim Hicks, and we were like, Jesus. I said, Corey, you can go to this one. I'm sitting this one out because I don't want them to see my. No. It was actually a great. It was a great experience, and yeah, Wes Mack. Like, we actually listened to a few of his songs on the way up, just like kind of just, you know, getting prepared for the writing, just to see what he kind of stuff he dabbles into. And oh, he was a great guy. It was such, just to talk about a couple people that are just easygoing, just very genuinely nice, and you make the songwriting process so much more, you know, less nerve-wracking, very at ease. Like, you've known them for so long, so it was very nice that to be able to actually, for one, taking a Wes Mack song and an idea that he would want us to do, which was great, and Tim Hicks kind of putting his input on one of ours. So that was a great, it was an all in all, and just for them to get to know us and hang on and kind of get an idea, it was just a huge, like, you know, a huge opportunity for us, and we were so grateful, and we hope to have many more of those, because it was very exciting and fun.
Guaranteed. that's an absolute guarantee for you too, because this is something that it's just the beginning part of that trajectory, you know, for your journey in this music industry, because you guys have exactly what it takes, your harmonies, to see where you guys are going to be heading, and just to see where you guys are going to be just a year, let alone 5 years from now. And I can't wait to see where that all goes, because the writing that you're going to be doing and being able to sit down and write with artists like this, and they're going to be those people that you turn to all the time. I'm sure you're going to be sitting down with Jason Blaine again and being able to sit down with him at some point and being able to write with him, because it's just a door that's going to be opening, that you guys are going to feel so comfortable with certain writers. Ones that, you know, when you got a project coming up that you got to get out there, you'll have certain people that you can turn to so easily. And that's just a new part of your journey.
Absolutely. Yep.
Exciting. Really exciting for you guys. So now, you've been in the studio with Dan. So tell us about that experience.
So we haven't been in the studio with him yet.
Oh, you're heading in. You're heading into the studio with Dan.
Oh, heading. Yes, we are. Very excited about that. We want to make sure we get 4 or 5 songs that we all agree, you know, that, like, these are the ones that are gonna, you know, for your next EP. We want to make sure, you know, we all agree on that. So we're still in the writing process right now, but we're very excited to go. We're gonna, I guess, we'll be out to Vancouver. We're gonna record in his studio, and so we're looking forward to that. We don't have an exact timeline of when we're gonna be able to go, but as soon as we get those songs ready, we'll be heading out there.
That's going to be so cool. So cool for you guys to be able to finally fly out and be able to do that, right?
Yeah.
First time in Vancouver for the both of us, I think.
Oh.
I mean, it'll be my first time anyways.
It'll be nice for you guys to spend some time out there a little bit.
No, for sure. Actually, technically he lives in Surrey. So I think it's not too far from Vancouver. So we'll definitely have to, like, make the trip there and try to see as much as we can while we're there. But anyways, just being in British Columbia, it's the first for me anyways. It'll be exciting.
Nothing like it. Corey, you're going to have to find a tunnel there.
Yeah.
You're going to have to. When it comes to you coming out of the studio, you're going to have to let us know just some little hints of what you guys are working on. That'd be really cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
You just never know. You got some Christmas shows that are coming up too, this weekend coming up for CCMA.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. That was it. So is that the, there's a lot of things going on.
I know there is.
That's the,
we're just hitting that one off the top, because Sakamoto, the Sakamoto party for the CCMAs you've got coming up, and you've also performing for the Ottawa Christmas Market on December 20th. You got lots coming up.
Yeah, everything's just been flying in, and it's it's hard to kind of keep in. And I know there's some special names for the certain events we're playing at. So yeah, the Sakamoto one is this Saturday in London. That'll be our first time in London too. So looking forward to that. Not really. It's nice to be part of these parties and be given the, you know, an opportunity to have a little time slot to kind of play a few songs, which is great. And I think we're actually kicking off the party. So there's a lot of great artists that are playing there too, like the Washboard Union and Jason Benoit, who I was pretty surprised to see on there, because, like, I was, holy Jesus, I'm, again, like, one of those things where you're on the same bill as, or playing on the same stage, or however they have it set up. Anyways, part of the same type of, you know, event as all these other artists that we love the music from. So, it should be exciting. I don't know how they're going to set it up, especially with, you know, the everything with restrictions and all that out there. So it'd be nice to great opportunity to network and to, you know, meet a lot of industry representatives and, that's just hopeful with what's going on right now in the world, that it makes it a little easier to kind of meet as many as we can, and it doesn't interfere too much on that.
It's going to be great to see the fans being able to see you guys out this neck of the woods. This is our neck of the woods. Are you guys going to be at the CCMAs for the 4 days, or are you just going in for the one event?
We are going to be just the Friday, and yeah, we'll be there the weekend, the full weekend. I guess Tina's going to be, we're going to be having dinner with a potential booking agent, which is
nice.
Great. Yeah, so we'll have dinner with her on Friday, and then Saturday, yeah, like Jeff mentioned, we'll be doing that, the showcase. And then
we've got networking and got a few song or co-writes set up with our buddies, the Rivertown Saints. So I know they're going to be down there with us. So I just said, well, we just take this opportunity, and, you know, when we have some downtime, let's just all get together, have a couple of drinks, and see what comes of it. So that'll be decided to kind of get that going, seeing as we're all going to be looking for things to do there.
You won't be short on things to do, because the moment you hit the lobby, every artist that you think of meeting are going to be there. So it's going to be a great opportunity for you guys to be able to connect with everybody. So I'm really excited for you guys and what's going to happen in this next year for you. Now, when you're talking about concentrating on your writing and being able to make sure that you've got the songs that you're preparing, you know, to release in the new year, I know you're working on one right now, and I believe it's called Someone. Tell us about that, Corey.
Yeah, that one's actually done and ready to go. We're just looking for the right time to release it, and I think it's going to be in the new year, probably January, maybe.
Yeah,
early new year.
I actually just bugged Tina about that. When the heck are we releasing this? It's perfect time to do it. We got a video all ready to go. What the heck?
Really?
Tina, let's go.
You got a video too.
And she said, yeah, it's a great video. We shot it at my girlfriend's cottage here in Ottawa. It's in Constance Bay. So it's kind of one of the, you know, little country part of Ottawa. And it's got a nice beach. And so we shot half of it on the beach, so kind of surrounded by water, got some good shots there. And also we rented out our local bar, watering hole we used to go to. Well, Corey still goes there. I don't live as close to that bar anymore, but Greenfields here in where we grew up in Barrhaven. So we talked to the owners, and they let us rent it out for, you know, well, go in and shoot, not rent it out. But while there wasn't many people there because of COVID, they let us go in there and just kind of shoot what we could for, you know, a few hours. So we got half bar, half beach scenes for this video. So it really captures the vibe of this song. So we're very excited. So I guess it won't be till next year when we're releasing it. So we're very excited.
How he comes down with his voice, and not until next year.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. You know what? It gives us something to look forward to right after the holidays, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, exactly.
Yes.
You guys kind of did that with Wine Tonight. It came out at that time where we really needed it too, right?
Yeah, we're always playing the waiting game.
I know, but it was worth the wait. It's on everybody's playlist still, right? And it's going to stay there.
Well, I hope so. Anyways, yeah. We don't want to just be known as these. God, these guys haven't done anything since Wine Tonight. It's been 10 years.
No.
So sometimes it's nice to wait, but I don't know. When you're an artist that can't, like, or a band that wants to put out their music, you know, it's not. The patience runs really thin. So we're excited anyways to get it all out there, because we do have a lot lined up and recorded. And
poor Tina.
Yeah, I know. She understands, but she's really good at taking the heat from us, I guess. Well, for me, I should say, because
well,
I'm always bugging her about it. She knows.
She's got a perfect plan. She knows exactly what she's doing.
She does. So
there you
she's
go.
She's got a good plan. Yeah.
Talk to us about the influences that contributed to your unique sound and the way that you wanted to display your music here for a country, because it's really difficult to get on the radio, and we've talked about this before, but tell us about your feelings towards your influences, Jeff, and then we can go to Corey and where his influences came from and that unique sound that you guys have created as siblings.
Oh, yeah, I'm all about, like, I don't know, growing up, I've had so many different stages of what type of music I listened to. Junior high, I was all about, believe it or not, like, rap and hip-hop, because it was, like, the school that I went to that was kind of what the cool kids were doing. My friends were listening to it, so I got introduced to a lot of you know, Ice Cube and all that kind of stuff. So I was introduced to the rap part of, you know, when I was at that age. And then it got to like pop punk as I was kind of going through high school and the early stages there. And then now as I'm getting older, I'm constantly looking for, like, I listen to everything. It doesn't mean I like everything. It just, anything that's good, whether it's just kind of that chill soft music with like cool little digital elements and things that are kind of modern. So I'm always trying to think to stay relevant. Mm-hmm. And there's these bands that I particularly love that I've discovered over these years, and it's the 1975 and Lainey, and those are just my type of, like, they're like pop with like some experimental like synthesizers. Almost sounds like bringing back the 80s, you know, like bands like the Psychedelic Furs and Supertramp and all those cool synths that they use in their like. I honestly see a lot of bands bringing those elements back. Mm-hmm. And then I hear Jason Aldean, who's kind of, who I absolutely love. And I would say in the country, he's one of my biggest, like my most favorite artists. And the way he uses, like I'm saying, those digital elements, those, like he kind of has his music, like his voice is what it is, but he has, his music stays within that modern, and it stays relevant and it stands the test of time. And to me, that, I think those are little key things to be aware of when you're writing music. So to me, it's just a blend of a lot of everything. Like I said, like from 80s to the BG, like the VGs I listen to, like listen to their music and like the strings that they use, all these elements that they use. Like I said, Supertramp and Psychedelic Furs, bringing those 80s, like Platinum Blonde, like those kind of elements, but somehow keeping that country foundation. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's kind of how I have it in my mind, how I would like our sound to kind of, you know, evolve or just
You're seeing music evolve so much. And I think during COVID, you're seeing so many people having the time to be able to go back and dissect music in the different genres as well as the eras, and seeing what was working there, just to create something new and just bringing it, like you said, into the modern age, and being able to say, hey, you know what, that would sound really cool, but if we did this to it, right?
Exactly.
And you don't have time, you know, regularly, like when you guys were sitting here trying to put your music out before COVID hit, and, you know, trying to get back out onto the road and continue that hype that you guys have had. And it's been so difficult to be able to do that. But in this, you know, in this aspect of the whole picture, it's kind of cool to see what people have been able to come up with. And you're seeing come up in every genre. You're seeing so many cool sounds that are just taking it back.
Exactly.
Yeah, really cool.
Yeah, you got to keep it, got to have some uniqueness to it, because I find after a while things start to kind of sound the same, like, you know, if you don't have a singer that sounds different, then it's really hard to kind of differentiate yourself to other music, you know, to other type of music out there. But, you know, but other than that, it's to kind of keep in mind and stay fresh, and that's kind of me, it's great to, my advice is to just listen to as much as different music out there. There's tons of music out there, and I love all sorts of types of music, as long as it's, you know, up my alley, what I like, it doesn't matter what. I even listen to Latin music, you know what I mean, like, I don't understand the words, but it just sounds good. So
I love Latin music. It's always been something that I can gravitate to. If I'm in a certain mood, I can listen to it for hours, and there's other days I can listen to B.B. King, and, you know, it just all depends. Exactly. Right, but I've got a love of
mood.
All music,
it's all mood.
Yep.
Yeah, no, good. I'm the same way.
100%.
Well, we are the same way too.
Very cool. What about you, Corey, your influences and, you know, what it's meant to you to be able to start seeing that sound, that such unique sound, especially with siblings, because I believe in my heart there is no harmonies that even can touch what siblings can do. There's just a special harmony that comes from being family. Tell us about what your influences are and what you guys have been really working hard on.
Yeah, absolutely. I listen to a lot of the same stuff Jeff did, so a lot of the people you named, you know, me as well. You know, that we love the harmonies of the Bee Gees, the Beach Boys, which were brothers as well. So, you know, we grew up on that stuff. I grew up on a lot, you know, obviously country music. Kenny Chesney, I've always been a huge fan of Kenny Chesney. I love how he brought that, you know, kind of the Caribbean vibe to country music, and, you know, always going down south by the ocean.
Heck yes.
I love that stuff.
I'm just waiting for you guys to hit that plane and take off for the winter.
Lyrically, I've always been a big John Mayer fan. I just love all of his lyrics. The way he writes his songs are so freaking relatable. Mm-hmm. You know, I listen to a song and I go, oh my God, I have felt that way before too. And how did you explain it so well and still put it in with such a beautiful melody and great, you know, and assortments and all that? So I'm just amazed by that guy. So he's always been a big influence of mine. And now that actually recently, lyrically, Jeff and I have been taking a huge liking to Old Dominion. Their cleverness.
Heck yes.
They are so good. They are so good.
Unbelievable how they can get all their play on words and their melodies as well, the way they can craft the song. It's unbelievable. So I'd love to be able to write with them one, you know, one step at a time, your core. Believe me.
That song I was gonna say, Kim, you asked Core if there was one song that that you wish you would have written or performed for me on a, I don't know, just if I was asked that question, that's all I can think of. Their latest song, Hawaii, well, I think they're releasing it anyways, it should be at radio soon, and just the way that they write that, and it's got obviously that tropical feel, which we absolutely love, because hence Wayne tonight, try to capture that vibe. Lyrically and everything, I'm just like, if I could be as good as they, like, if I could choose a type of songwriting, it's that. Like, that is just, that Hawaii song is basically what I would love to do and be able to accomplish, but, baby steps, but that is just an ultimate, I love that song. It's great.
Nice to be able to see different genres working together. And I think that that's just something cool to see you guys being able to bring into that rock influence. I would love to see that, you guys working with somebody, you know, on that level, as well as, you know, somebody like obviously Old Dominion, that would be awesome to see you guys just perform with them.
Oh man, that'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm. And back to what you guys were saying about all the different sounds in music nowadays, how it's evolving. One thing that I love about music, what gives me kind of hope, I guess, is I love how there's always, with all these sounds going on, this big production with all these different songs, there's always that one song that just has a vocal and a guitar and it somehow makes it to number one in its state. You know, it's only one man band, Old Dominion, you know, it's just very simple.
Mm-hmm.
And that was that number, you know, I guess it was number one.
It was for a while, yeah.
You know, and you listen to artists like that, Louis Capaldi, who's just a piano and him singing, you know, I love how, you know, we always kind of come back to the simplicity of just, you know, vocal and instrument, you know, so it's just kind of, you know, sometimes you kind of get, you know, we stress out in the studio about like, oh, we need a bigger sound, bigger, you know, bigger stuff, you know, but it's just kind of nice to, that, you know, it always comes back to that, so it's just as a songer, as songwriters, and, you know, it gives us hope.
Stripping it back.
Reassuring, Ada.
Yeah.
Reassuring, exactly.
When you strip it back, when you're bringing that classic sound again, and that's why Chris Stapleton has really resonated with so many fans across the world, because when you're stripping it back, he's just singing from his heart, and you know, it's lyrics that we all can relate to, and they're not complicated. It's just telling a story for real.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
exactly.
Mm-hmm. Chris Stapleton is actually a great example. Yeah, it's his song Starting Over, just like him and an acoustic, and that made it song of the year.
That's why I like it. That's why I like it when I hear you, Corey, singing stuff like that, because you've got that voice and you've got that storytelling that I think you've only hit the surface of what you're capable of, and bringing the harmonies into it, the two of you, wow, it would be so cool.
That's the least I can do.
You've got a great ear, Jeff. You've got an amazing ear when it comes to the production end of it. I can just see exactly where you're going to go in 5 years. Mark my words, 5 years I'm going to talk to you, and we're going to see where you're at.
I appreciate that, Kim. I've always told, I mean, Dan Swinter was one to even say that too, where I explained to him, Corey's more, we make such a good team because Corey's more focused on lyrics, and obviously he's got the voice, so, you know, he can sing anything. Mm-hmm. So he's got the lyric, and he's a great songwriter, and it's great that we're both on the same page as to what we like. That we like wordplay, we like a lot of that, metaphors and stuff like that, and a funny story, because we are two goofballs at heart, but we like the sentimental stuff, we like funny, you know, like Wayne Tonight's kind of got that, it's got that little bit of the humor side to it, but it's nice to know that we have that Colin, you know, sense of what we wanted to write about. Mm-hmm. But also, like what I was telling Dan, it was just that he's got the lyrics and the voice, and I'm just kind of like, I'm all about the sound and the vibe, and if it, you know what I mean? And I listen to more of like background stuff. That's why harmonies, you know, it's more mm-hmm. at the back, things that fill out the song. So I think, yeah, I think it's a great team because, you know, it's got a good balance. So that's what makes our songs, I think, at the end of the day, we're both happy because we're never colliding, butting heads. So it's good.
But you'd be surprised at how much of a songwriter is in there, because your creative side to you is pretty incredible. So that's all going to lend itself, and you're going to see that coming more and more as you develop.
Yeah, hoping that. But yeah, working hard every day, trying to get better. It's in the blood. When it's in your blood, you can't. It's like not anything that you would ever like say, okay, I'm never doing this again, because there are times where you don't want to do it again, but then you let it a couple days go by and you're like, I kind of want to pick up the guitar again, you know? It's just, you know, and it's in your blood. It keeps bringing you back. So
mm-hmm. I think
stepping away from it.
I think it comes to, if you find it easy to write, like Corey probably finds it super easy, you know, to write in comparison to what you experience, Jeff, because it can be more frustrating if you're not a writer.
Yeah.
And it's just something that takes time to learn. But once you do learn, that creative flow just unleashes and you're surprised at what you're capable of.
Oh, that's great, great advice that I will continue to use as my days as a songwriter. But yeah, like it's just a matter of, or even says, you know, keep doing it. It'll, and there's like anything. So we're writing when, you know, I can get the idea across, but it's like, yeah, good luck putting in lyrics. So I always think, okay, I got an idea. I'll just tell Corey about it and hope to have a song written. You know, and like the next day.
It's like me, so, when I'm going to do all the articles, it's like some days it comes so easy. And then other days I'll be sitting there going, oh, you know, this has taken so long. And you know, you hit a wall every once in a while. That's the only part about writing I don't like. But Corey, you must hit that, you know, too, when you're writing.
Writer's block.
All the time, yeah.
it's just a matter of maddening, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very sometimes, you know, I'm always like, I always say, you know, kind of write like one or two lines and then just go take a break. Take a 5-minute break, go for a little walk and then come back. But sometimes, you know, it's just, you hit a dead end where it's like, it takes almost like a week before you finally just clicks. You go, oh, that's what I can, you know, I'm walking my dog or something and then I'm singing back what I'd already written, and I just add a couple new lines that work. Oh, okay, I gotta get back home and write this down. You know, it's just a matter of don't be too rushing.
I think once you relax your mind and you're not overthinking something and you step away from it, it just comes out of nowhere, and because it's subliminally in your head. It's like, I'll find it at the oddest times going, oh, that's what I was trying to remember. And it'll be in the middle of an interview, you know, of something else. It's like, oh, crap. It's like, you just never know when it's going to pop up, right? You just never do.
You can't force your brains to work in that way, you know? You gotta let your brain kind of do its thing, and then words will, you know what I mean? I find for me anyways, like during COVID writing, you have that song implanted in your head and you go to bed and you're singing it and you constantly have it playing over and over. And I think that's kind of what helps me to be able to cope with ideas, because you're constantly having that. You've got your mindset on trying to finish this song. Therefore, any downtime you have, you know, you're up at 3 a.m. and your brain's like, you can't shut it off because it's just thinking about that. And then sometimes it works for the better because you end up writing those songs you need, and you just slowly piece together. And mm-hmm. I was trying to tell Corey, it's like, yeah, it's not like you don't want to rush writing, because it ends up, you end up just kind of, you can tell it just ends up like half-assed, you know, mm-hmm. like by the end of it, you could have used a better word than that, or, you know, there's could be more room for wordplay or whatever, you know what I mean? Something that requires a little bit more thinking. So, and time put into it, because I don't know, like, but lucky enough, I don't know, Wine Tonight just came very easily. I find it just like great little, again, when you're writing in a fun, like Caribbean vibe type of song, it kind of put me in a at ease where I'm not overthinking too much. And I find that's kind of a big thing, songwriting, is you're overthinking. you're trying to make this absolutely perfect, you know, but I don't know.
It's all just, about your calmness and your state of mind. I think, you know, when you're, I think it's absolutely key, because if you're not in that place, you're going to struggle. And it's just difficult to put the words that you want. You can feel it, but it's just not there, you know, for your brain to be able just to compute exactly the same thing. And it just takes some time sometimes to step away, and you got to be smart enough to do that. And I know that a lot of writers talk about that, and it's not easy. Talk to us about writing your latest single, Wild Side, Corey.
That was actually, I think that was the first song where it was completely 50-50 me and Jeff. So it was Jeff actually, he got it started. He had this idea. He wanted to write a song called Wild Side. And he had the chords made up, and he had he had a chorus idea. And then so he passed it along to me, and I kind of wrote it. You know, the first verse, and I send it back, what do you think of this? He's like, oh, right on. And then we kind of each wrote different sections, and then we just kind of put it all together, and then just together we just tweaked a few lyrics here and there. And that was the first time I ever had a full collaboration.
Where did the idea come from for you, Jeff?
Oh my, you know, it's it wasn't anything
I can make a joke about this, but I'm being very good.
Oh, you can make a joke. I'll laugh.
Go ahead.
I was in the bubble bath, and there were too many suds, and I was suffocating myself. No. It was Wild Bath. It should have been called Wild Bath.
I tell you.
Honestly, I was like, this was obviously during COVID, and I made it a point where, like, hey, we're not going anywhere, and I play guitar, you know, as much as I could, and I started getting better and better as days went by, and I started writing songs, and having time to do that, it was just like, I had no excuse to not come up with at least a handful of songs, demos, whatever. And anyways, this is where I started noticing my progress of playing, and I was just fiddling around with it, you know, just going from a G chord or a D to a G and a E minor, right? It was just that steady, nice flow of like where your fingering patterns go on the fretboard from the D to G. I just loved it. I kept kind of doing that, and I ended up having this like idea for a chorus in my head, and like the flow and how I wanted it. And initially I was just like, it kind of reminds me of like going kind of, it's just like a fun song, like we're just living in you're out with your friends, you got the you know, ragtop Jeep, and you got the freaking doors off, and you're heading to the beach, and it's kind of one of those fun and sun songs again, because I always say those types of songs. But anyways, I just had this chorus idea and melody and what I wanted for the verse and chorus, and then I just said, Corey, what do you think of this? And we kind of transitioned it into Wild Side, and then what's the meaning of it, and it was just, was like Corey said, it was a perfect 50-50 teamwork on it, and it was just by me messing around with the guitar.
See, there you go. Magic. Here it is. Wild Side by country duo Lemon Cash here on Music's Journey.
Yeah, you're a good girl, but I've got intuitions. You've been looking for a change, so I got some questions. Do you want something different? Do you want something cool? Do you want for a night to break a couple rules? Girl, come on. Don't think about it, baby, just come on. Let me take you away, yeah. Raise a little hell and break out of your shell. Put a smile on your face if you're down on yourself. I'm gonna take you on a real ride. Steal all of your time. You're my Bonnie, I'm your Clyde. Let's take a ride on the wild side. Alright, take a ride.
That was Wildside, the latest single by Canadian country duo Lemon Cash. Bonnie and Clyde, just a little bit. So really great song. Fun side. It's such an infectious song. Your incredible tight harmonies. You guys really have that artistry to be able to create the music that is really amazing to people, that uplifts everybody, and that's exactly what it does. Great song.
Oh, thank you, Tim.
Thanks, Tim. Appreciate that.
You can
thanks everyone out there who's listening.
You know what? We're going to remind everybody you can purchase and download Wild Side on all streaming platforms. You can share it on your playlists and all your socials. You can request it at your local country radio station. So tell us about what's going on for you guys for 2022. You've got your new music coming up you're working on.
Yeah, yes, we are. Yeah, Dan Swinimer. We're going to be in the studio with him, working on some new stuff, and I think this is gonna really transform our sound. I think that he's a great guy to be matched with, and so we're looking forward to working with him, because he's done a lot of stuff from, I think he's done Sasha's Standards.
Oh yes, that's true.
Standards, mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's a phenomenal song. Sounds great, and I couldn't believe that was a Dan Swinimer production. So yeah, we got that going on in 2022. I don't know if there's anything you've got off the top of your head. I know we've got a lot of things. I'm just throwing this out because I talk too much.
You've got Someone coming up. That's coming out the first part of 2022.
Right.
You got the new single that's coming out.
You said
you've got some other songs. You got a video for that one that's coming out. So we got that to look forward to.
Doug Oliver production on the Someone, just to give him some cred.
Mm-hmm.
And actually we had some help from the Rivertown Saints on it. We've got Jeremy Mortop, who played one of the sexiest solos I've heard in country music. So he put his hands on there, and then Chris McComb has done a bit of production for us too, and there's a lot of collaboration on it. So
that's
and,
cool.
Yeah. So shout out to all those guys, and we couldn't have done this song without their help.
Well,
they brought it to life.
We all love Rivertown Saints because they are working with so many artists, and they just do an incredible amount of work and mentoring as well. They've done some incredible work with everybody. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Now you guys.
Now
you guys are performing the Ottawa Christmas Market on December 20th. You've got that coming up.
Yep, that'll be exciting.
So, any other great Christmas shows that you got coming up?
Nothing really. But we're just hoping. I'm hoping to be able to really hit the fairs and the festivals hard this summer. This hopefully everything will be fully open. And we can hit all those up and just polish. So that's what, nothing is set in stone right now, but I'm hoping to be able to play all those shows, all those festivals and fairs in the summer.
I would love to see you guys playing Boots and Heart.
That's the goal. Yeah, that'd be obviously a hell of an experience. So
you will
always keep doing that, keep trying to apply there.
Yeah, they got Shania's headlines this year.
Well,
cool.
Yeah, you got this.
Yeah, that's awesome.
There's some really great ones coming up. Shania Twain's going to be opening for Boots and Heart this year. Holy.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Shania Twain. Yeah. Florida Georgia Line's going to be there. It's a lot of bigger. It didn't seem like a big, maybe it was just kind of like a teaser poster, but I didn't see as that. Usually there's a lot of, big list of artists that are playing there, but maybe they're just naming the bigger ones that are going to be there, but I didn't see too many. Maybe
they usually
smaller
do it. They do it in little spurts, making sure that people are interested in seeing, because you got so many days of music out there, and so they'll release it slowly. But yeah, that's a big draw to have Shania Twain coming in. That's huge. So they always have some great artists.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. I've been shooting that one since the day it started, and so it's just been so much fun to be able to be a part of that one. So it's really cool. Now you guys again are going to be performing at the Sakamoto party for the CCMAs this weekend. Sessions, I'm hoping you guys are going to continue throughout the winter for us all to be able to see just a little bit.
Definitely.
I hope so.
Definitely.
Let's pray everything stays open and you guys are able to do that and just have that experience, just to be able to go over in his studio. That would be so cool to be with Dan in that capacity. It's just such a nice experience for you guys.
Absolutely.
I am such a fan of you both, and you know that, and I cannot wait till you both are up on that podium receiving your very first award. And I'm going to be there because I want to be able to congratulate you too, because I already know that's going to happen for both of you.
Well, I appreciate that, Kim, and we're big fans of you as well, and we always appreciate Hopefully you'll still have us on.
Guaranteed.
Oh, we'll be here anytime you want us. We really appreciate it, and thanks for everything you do.
Oh, I love you too, and I'm going to do a couple burning questions, if that's okay. I'm trying to remember what I've asked you in the past and what I have not asked you in the past. We're going to start with you, Corey. So favorite artist on the radio today, any genre?
Radio. John Mayer.
He's got some songs.
He's just got some new stuff. Yeah.
Okay, so that's a legit answer.
There you go. That one worked. Okay, what about you, Jeff? Any genre?
I gotta get to my Old Dominion boys. Any genre? Jesus. Yeah, I would. I don't know. I have to say I'm listening to a lot of country lately, and I love Old Dominion. Love obviously Luke Combs, anything he does, except Cold Ones. Cold Ones? Is that what it's called?
Cold as you.
Cold as you. Yeah. Not too big on that one, but anything else he does is great. So I'll just stick with Old Dominion. Yeah.
Very cool. Okay, so Corey. If you had the opportunity to sit down with any songwriter of any genre, past or present, learn from them and have them mentor you, who would it be and why?
Oh, man. Probably going to get the same answer, but no. You know what? I'm going to say Billy Joel.
Ooh, that is cool. That's very cool.
His arrangement of the songs, like how he can write, well, Piano Man is obviously such a well-written song, so.
Very nice pick.
Yeah, one song I was listening to was "Scenes from an Italian Restaurant." I don't know if you guys know that one.
Yeah,
yeah, just that whole entire song is incredible. Like the lyrics and the way it like builds up in the middle and gets quiet again. It's awesome.
Very cool answer. What about you, Jeff?
I'm a huge, and I always forget to mention them whenever someone asks me, but Zac Brown Band. Now that I can think of it, Zac Brown Band, I've grown up, ever since I first heard of them when they came out Chicken Fried. I remember seeing it in the charts in the newspaper, and I was going, I always look at the Y101, I think that's the station's car, or Y105, or whatever, and I saw Zac Brown Band, Chicken Fried. I said, oh, it's probably just going to be one of those songs that, you know, it's going to be big for the summer and then disappear, and I heard it, and I'm like, I actually love these guys, and then their Foundation album, like, changed my whole life with country, and I ended up just becoming even bigger into it, and anyways, their songwriting is unbelievable. They're so talented, especially they've got everything I want and like nice, you know, they got some good little catchy riffs, they have some tropical vibes, they've got beautiful harmonies. Zach has an unreal voice, and they put on an unbelievable live show, and it's just one of those shows you go to and you can sing every word to every song that they play. So that, to me, in my opinion, makes, you know, a fantastic band. So
and we're all lifers. We're all lifers of the Zach Brown Band, so yeah. They just are incredible. Oh, yeah, they'll stand the test of time always, every time. Okay, so favorite thing to do, Corey, to unplug from the world?
I'm glad you're answering these questions first. I can think.
I should flip it around. Poor Corey's getting nailed every time.
Come on, Corey Squatties?
Yeah. No, I don't enjoy it. That's
true.
I'm a big reader. I like to read. So
what book are you reading right now?
It's kind of hilarious. I'm reading a book called Master Your Motivation.
Oh.
Because, you know, I get a lot of days where I just don't feel like, I really don't feel like writing a song, and I'll do it tomorrow, and I'll do it tomorrow. It's like, no, I gotta find tips and tricks to help me, like, keep myself motivated. So I got that from Amazon. I found it, and I was like, okay.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it works. So,
I could have used that book, like, last week, because, oh, my God. You know, you get into that that phase, you just don't feel like doing anything. Mm-hmm. I think it's mostly just the cold, the weather coming in. So anyways, I'm in denial. I was blaming it on the weather.
I know right now where I'm sitting here, I don't know about you guys, but where I'm sitting, it's like a winter wonderland. So I don't know where you...
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I've had a winter wonderland here for 2 weeks now.
Wow.
Really? Oh, lucky you.
I'll take a picture for you guys, and you've gone, holy crap. Yeah. We've had snow.
I mean, it's probably coming here.
Yeah.
We've had the snow blizzards. We've had like snow squalls and whiteout conditions for 2 weeks now. Yeah. Nonstop. It's like, I was not ready. It's like, no. I still have my patio furniture out there. It was like, okay, I hadn't got that far yet.
Now, where is it?
Now, what is your favorite thing to do to unplug, Jeff?
Well, I do There's times where, again, this is a motivation thing. I love to keep in shape, and like working out to me is just a good way, because I love the after result is just like a good, you know, you start, it just, to me, I'm in zen after I've worked out. I feel good. I've done it. I've got the exercise that my body needed. You know, your body needs movement. So anyways, working out for me is something that I do to unplug from the world. Yeah, just because it's, again, it's almost meditational for me, and it helps me just kind of feel inspired or motivated. You know, if I'm just doing even half an hour of exercise, you know, hop in that shower after and you feel like a brand new person, and you're willing to kind of carry on with your day and make the most of it.
It does help your mind. It helps your mind. It helps, you know, your spirit. Oh, it helps every aspect of your being.
It's so therapeutic. And I hate being the preacher, but I'm always telling people, like, come on, I'm telling you, you know, if you get in a little workout routine every day, a little bit every day, I'm telling you, it goes a long way. You feel amazing and you start seeing results, and it drives them more and more. So, so there's that. But I also love watching a good movie and watching a show. My girlfriend watches every single show you can name of on Netflix or whatever. She's seen it.
Did you guys get into Yellowstone? We were talking about that last time. Did you end up watching it?
I didn't, but
I finished the first three seasons, but I haven't started the fourth one yet.
So do you like it?
I like it. I don't know if I like it as much as, you know, that a lot of people do, because like I did like to me, I find it's a bit overrated in life. Mm-hmm. But I did enjoy it.
I'm a big fan.
A lot of people love that. Yeah.
I absolutely love the show. So there's quite a few of us that sit and watch it. So it's a pretty good one. I think it's in comparison to a lot of the ones that were released during this last year and a half. That was the one that I liked, I guess, maybe out of everything else. It's better than watching The Tiger King. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry, people.
I was going to say, did you watch The Tiger King? Everyone saw that. I watched that. And again, overrated.
It's back out.
I saw that. I was like, what? Oh my God. Like, is it new episodes? What's going on here? I kind of, it's one of those things that you got suckered into watching because everyone was watching it, and you're like, I'm doing nothing anyway. So,
nobody had anything else to do.
Hours of my life.
We didn't have anything else to do. That's pretty bad.
Exactly.
That's why I said Yellowstone worked a little bit better for me when I saw everything else that people were watching. It's like, nope, I can handle that. That's a good one. Kevin Costner too, I've met several times, and he's just such an amazing person. And I guess
we're going to take a short break when we come back, more with my very special guest, Country Duo Lemon Cash, here on Music's Journey.
Yeah, if you like his work and you appreciate who he is as an actor, because he takes that, you know, pretty seriously, and he really cares, you know, about what he does. And I think that's why I've met him on the TIFF red carpet so many times. And he's just like such an incredible actor. Really, really
good. That's awesome. He's a pretty good singer as well.
Yeah. And he's been doing an awful lot of that. He's been, you know, really making the rounds again, you know, with a lot of the artists in Nashville. And
He looks like a country singer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he does. He definitely suits it.
Well, especially in Yellowstone. And he's a handsome guy. He's handsome.
He doesn't change. Still looks the same.
He doesn't.
Still looks the same.
Yeah, that guy is just—he's just got a good look. It's like it's funny you say like he's a nice guy. He just looks like such a nice, humble person. Very nice. Like just his look. He's not like over the top. It's just he's just a good-looking guy.
It's that genuine spirit, you know, that you see.
Yeah,
and I think
exactly.
You know, all of his body of work is just pretty incredible, but he's done some great work over the
definitely.
Time. Yeah. Corey, favorite dessert that you look forward to during the holiday season?
Oh, baby.
Ooh.
Man. I'm a big, I like ice cream. Big ice cream guy, probably.
Over the holiday season, is there something that you look forward to having?
Oh, I love a good cheesecake, too. Yeah, cheesecake.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of cheesecake?
What is it? What's the one the mom makes? Is it strawberry cheesecake?
Cherry cheesecake.
Hmm.
It's not really a cheesecake. It's like her attempt to make a cheesecake and then stay together. It's like pudding, but it's delicious. it worked out. Everyone was raving about it. Like, this is a cheesecake? And then everyone was like, what the heck is that? It's unbelievable. Like, you wouldn't think it's a cheesecake, but it's like a, I don't know, like a strawberry vanilla pudding. Mm. But it's her attempt to make a cheesecake. Sorry, Mom. She's usually...
Poor Mom.
You know, she's a good cook, but hasn't had the best luck baking, but she still, I think she... compensates for how much sugar she puts in, which is why we end up loving it. So,
see, the workout boy loves the sugar. See, there you go.
Yeah.
Is that your favorite too, Jeff?
I love cheesecake. I love all sorts of desserts. I'm a big cookie monster. Ooh. Like freshly baked chocolate chip cookies were, you know, they're not crispy like the chewy. They're just like, you know, they melt right in your mouth. I love that. But I have a big chocolate cake. You can't go wrong with it. Double chocolate cake.
I love the orange. I've done a lot of orange cookies in the last year where you dip half of it in chocolate and you got the zest on the top and it's like, oh, this feels so good.
Oh my.
Really, really God. Good.
Mm-hmm. You got to send those over.
I can do that. I can send you guys some for sure. Okay. So Corey, if you could travel anywhere in the world and spend some time with the people learning their culture, where would it be and why?
Ooh, learning the culture. I think Japan would be pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Very cool.
Yeah, that would be wicked to go there.
What about you, Jeff?
It's funny, I was watching the chef show on Netflix yesterday. I just watched a bit of it, and they were all in Hawaii. I can't remember this thing that they were out picking and that they use it for their ingredients. Some sort of tea, it's like truco or something. But the culture just seems so, like, everything's so natural, and they're hardworking, and they nothing's very, like, you know, taken over by, you know, what you see nowadays. Like, it just seems like everyone's very, especially genuine people, just everyone's having a good time. Well, they're, you know, I don't want to say everyone's having a good time, but everyone seems very nice. And it just comes from, like, a very hardworking country where, mm-hmm. you know, it just, you don't see anyone taking anything for granted. No one's lazy, but hard work is appreciated, and everything you're getting is from the heart, and from what I've seen anyways from that show, it just seems like everything, it's beautiful. And I would love to learn about the culture there and what they do for not only just restaurants and cooking. I would like to see, like, you know, mm-hmm. the living, the habitation there and everything. So
very cool. Corey, for you, favorite game to play with your family and friends over the holidays?
Oh. there's a game on, it's on the Xbox. It's kind of like
cards. Yeah, I was just gonna say that.
Yeah, I think that's both of ours. Yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna say that, but I'll think of another one.
Yeah, so it's a game called Quiplash. It's on the Xbox. It's like Cards Against Humanity, but you don't have a choice on what it. Like, you can make up your own.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
So you just type in your, you have like 30 seconds to type in your answer, and then it pops up, and then everyone has to choose what their favorite one was.
Oh, nice. Okay, I haven't played that one. Okay.
I don't know if you've ever played Baldur Dash, Kim?
Yes, I have.
Ever heard of Baldur Dash? Mm-hmm. It's exactly that concept where something pops up, like, what this kind of boxers does Donald Trump wear? And then everyone has their phones because you're connected to it. And you can type in whatever answer, and then it shows up all anonymously, and you vote for the funniest one, and you get points at the end. It's so fun. Love that game.
Oh, I'm gonna have to look these ones back up again, because that's, I love games at Christmas. I know we play a lot of cards. Yeah. We play a lot of euchre and that kind of thing, but yeah, right. That would be very cool.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I've never been able to understand that game.
No, I guess we've been playing it. I've been playing it since I was 9 years old, all of us.
Oh.
And so it's just, yeah, it's just the first thing that we do is to pull the cards out to play that game. Yeah.
So who's your partner?
Oh, always my mom. My mom was the deadly silent. Yeah, because she was just so gentle, and she would never show any expression on her face whatsoever. And then she'd lay down, you know, the killer cards. And my dad used to get really upset at her, going, "Where did that come from?" And it would just be so much fun to watch the two of them play. But we won a lot, so it was good. Okay, so favorite memory growing up for Christmas, Corey?
Probably when I got my first electric guitar.
Ah, very cool. Oh, got a question for you then. Okay, so if you could own any guitar from any artist, past or present, who would it be and why?
Oh, I like Dave Grohl's Big Blue one.
Mm.
I don't even know what kind it is. Is it a Gretsch?
I wouldn't know. But yeah, I know what you mean. The big, like the F, like the, what do you call it, treble clef on or whatever.
Yeah.
It's got a, yeah, I think it might be a Gretsch, actually.
Very cool.
Who knows? It may be maybe a Grohl. He probably has his own brand.
What about you, Jeff?
Oh, my God. You know, like, I have these, I'm thinking about it constantly during the week, then you're put on the spot and you suddenly, you don't remember anything. Favorite guitarist. I don't know, like, again, like, John Mayer would be sweet because he's just, like, a guitar phenomenon. Like, he's, you know, he's just, that'd be great to get a guitar from him.
What about a drum kit for you?
Yeah, it's like Dave Grohl for sure. He's one of my favorite drummers. Dave Grohl, I love Ronnie Vannucci Jr. from The Killers.
Nice.
I think he's awesome. And or Taylor Hawkins. Those are like my top three drummers.
See, I'd love to be able to have like Phil Collins.
Oh, yeah, that'd be sweet.
Yeah, I love Phil Collins.
Oh, Collins. See, I wouldn't mind getting a guitar from him. Mm-hmm. He plays everything.
I'm telling you, he can play drums like nobody else, but yes, he can, 100%. Well, congratulations on your latest single, and I look forward to hearing Someone and that brand new video that's going to be coming out with that one. So we got that at the first part of 2022, something to look forward to, and you guys got some great shows coming up for you. Enjoy the CCMAs. I'm sorry I'm not going to see you there, but I know you guys are going to have a blast, and you're going to be able to connect with so many of the other artists, and it's just nice that you guys be, that everything's open enough for you guys to be able to do that this year.
Thanks, Kim. Thanks so much. Kind of sad. I'm sad the questions are done. I was just getting into it.
Well, you know what? I'll always provide that for you. How's that? Every time I talk to you.
Perfect.
I will come up with some new ones for you. So I am so excited for you guys, and congratulations on everything. I'm a huge fan, and I'm just so looking forward to seeing what you guys are going to have come out next year.
Appreciate that so much, Kim.
You guys take care of yourselves, and we will talk to you soon. Have a happy holiday, and just make sure that you guys enjoy yourselves and make some family memories, okay?
Yes, you too, Kim. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Kim. Take care of yourself. Enjoy the holidays as well, and I'm sure we'll be running into each other soon.
Oh, yes, we have to. And then we can sit down and have a drink then, for sure. We can celebrate. Yep.
Okay. Absolutely.
All right, take care, guys.
All right. Yes, you can.
A great big thank you to my very special guest, Canadian country duo Lemon Cash, for coming on the show. I have some great shows coming up for you. I take a look behind the artist, the lyrics, and the music. I will be interviewing David Boy Janes, pop artist Kea, Alex Hughes, Corey Marks, Cross Parallel, rock band Weapons, Taming Sari, Annika, Kira Lynn, voice winner Jake Hoot is going to be back. We have FKB, Jamie Warren, The Washboard Union, and so many more. Don't forget to check out all my podcasts at musicsjourney.com for more about the artist interviews that you do not want to miss. You can also check out the articles that I have written on all the artists that you know and love, with all the latest music, videos, and reviews, and so much more at nowandthenmagazine.com. That's it for me. Your host, Kim's here. Thank you so much for tuning into Music's Journey, and have yourselves a wonderful day. And I will see you next time here on Music's Journey.
Yeah, you're a good girl, but I've got intuitions. You've been looking for a change, so I got some questions. Do you want something different? Do you want something cool? Do you want for a night to break a couple rules? Girl, come on, don't think about it, baby, just come on. Let me take you. Take it.